Here's one of my Beefmaster cattle. He's a sire, a bull, and
how much does he weigh?
He will weigh about close to a ton, 2,000 pounds, mighty close to 2,000 pounds.
What kind is he?
He's a crossbred Beefmaster. He's crossbred cattle. In this country, they have gone so much to crossbreeding on account of hybrid vigor. That Beefmaster bull is supposed to be a cross between say a Hereford and a Bremer. They have to have a little Bremer in them for this country on account of the ability to walk and
withstand heat.
They claim that the Bremer, you know, sweats through the skin. That's the only cattle, maybe you've been told of it. And they sweat through the skin. All these other cattle, like the Hereford cattle there, she will sweat or through the nose.
Why do you call it Beefmaster?
Beefmaster, it was a patented name that they have gotten for that cattle. These cattle were originated down here in Foul Furious, Texas. And Mr. Lassiter, and now then he's in Colorado, but they are being raised on account of the tonnage. They get so much more tonnage out of one of these.
They're big. Yes, big.
And the calves, well, they there's a picture of him by a Hereford cow. You can see how much taller he is than the Hereford.
Are Bremers mean?
Bremers, if they're very nervous type of cattle, and they are mean if you cross them. But you can take the Bremer cattle and breed a whole lot of that meanness out of them, long as you don't get them crossed up.
Here's three magazines. Maybe you would like to take with you. There are old ones, but they're ranch magazines. Are never too old. I mean, if you haven't read them, there's the Bremer thing. You know what they are. And this is the Santa Gertrudis, you know, that was originated on the King Ranch. And
was it?
That's the only American breed.
The Beefmaster is an American breed too. Here is a picture.
I guess the first American breed.
The way the cowboys would bring the cattle into the markets.
Do they still have cowboys now like they used to?
Not so much. Because you can't find anybody to work anymore.
Driving those to the pens to ship out.
Well, these cattle here are, that is a picture taken of on the drive, the cattle going in. And here's the old pen before they were torn down. You see the men in there sorting the cattle, a horseback, trying to get them in there. And here's another one that I think they're loading cattle there into the pen, into the
railroad
cars. This is nothing maybe pertaining. There's my wife's sister feeding a cow. Cattle cubes. We take our cattle and feed them cattle cubes right along because it gentles them. And whenever we go out in the pasture, they will come to us instead of us having to go and hunt them and bring them.